Pink and Trustful. You got Hit Nights for your Tuesday. And guys, the king of the party is here.
It's Hit Nights with Shaunie B.
I'm not talking about myself, by the way. I am talking about the guy who's in the studio with me right now. He's one of the fastest rising DJs in global dance music. He's played some of the biggest stages in the world, topped the charts with his music, and is collaborating with some of the biggest artists in the industry. And we're very excited to have him in the studio right now. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Dom Dolla. Yes, my boy. How's it going?
I'm bloody good, man. How are you?
Bro, I'm obsessed with this song. It is so freaking good.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
You should be so proud, man. I mean, what have you been up to? I mean, I feel like you've just done Coachella, right? You were on with MK?
Yeah, I was just going along as a punter. I had the weekend off. I very rarely get weekends off. And he's like, do you want to come and, like, jump on stage? And I was like, oh.
Wow.
I'd love that.
Because you played last year, didn't you?
Yeah. I played last year and similar set time on the Zahara stage. And it was mental. It was a bit of a bucket list moment for
me. Wow, I reckon. I want to do my 30th in Coachella.
Really?
Yeah, which is next year. So I'm like, umming and ahhing. I think I'm going to do it.
Are you one of those people that, like, tells everyone, like, you're going to have your wedding as an international destination, make everyone fork out all their cash
to fly overseas
for when you... That's your 30th, too?
I'm that guy, yeah. Oh, mate.
Everyone's like, all right, we're going broke for Sean's birthday.
literally. But, I mean, we don't know what the lineup is yet, so I guess it's kind of like a gamble.
Yeah, I've heard rumors, but I'd probably get...
Yeah, you'd probably get in trouble for that. I won't do that to you. Hey, bro, you just sold out 2 Sydney Meyer Music Bowl nights in Melbourne in minutes, which is insane.
Man,
obviously, you're from Melbourne.
Yes.
That must feel so good to you.
Yes, surreal, man. Like, kind of, to be honest, a pretty emotional moment when it happened. I was like, this is just, bucket list stuff.
Really?
So, it's like a venue that I'd grown up going to, been to so many shows there over the years. And when they were like, oh, we want to do a show there, I was like, oh, I don't know if that's going to fly.
Yeah.
And then, did 2 of them and probably could have done 1 or 2 more. But
wow, you probably could have. Where were you when you found out?
I was in Toronto. I was actually with Nelly. Me and Nelly Furtado were doing like a photo shoot thing in her hometown of Toronto.
Right.
So I had her on my right miming the lyrics to the song for this like shoot thing. And then on the left was a member of my team, George, chatting to my management back home in Oz. And they're like, tickets have just gone on sale. Oh, shit. They're all sold out. I was like,
man,
sitting there going, like, looking left, looking right, being like, this is just absolutely off its head. So,
so good.
Surreal.
So, well, I do want to chat about this new song you've done with Nelly Furtado. But before we do, let's get on some old school Nelly right now. You were Shaunie B and Dom Dolla on Hit Nights. Right across the country, you are on Hit Nights with Shaunie B. And I am joined by one of the biggest DJs in the world, Dom Dolla, who's actually just made a new song with Nelly Furtado. Let's talk about this song, Each A Man. Obviously, so cool in so many ways. I mean, lots of nostalgia for everyone who knows Nelly Furtado well. Old school, classic Nelly lines in there.
Mm.
How did this happen?
She reached out and wanted some help for me to help produce and write some records for her. Mm. Some Nelly, like, pop stuff, which I kind of love to do. And we were probably in Philadelphia after we'd met at Beyond the Valley. It was like probably February, 2 months after the festival, and we're in the studio. We'd written a couple of songs, and she turned to me and she's like, I'd love to feature on a Dom Dolla like club record. And I was like, I nearly broke my neck turning my head around. I was like, are you kidding me? I didn't say that, but I was like, that could work.
I guess you could, if you want to, maybe.
But that's what we wrote it so quickly. And the good ones are the fast ones, and that one came together in the blink of an eye. Like, the concept was just, I felt like, so obvious, and she smashed it. And we were referencing, like, the way we recorded it, like the sort of like gang rap vocal that she does. That's like 6 of her rapping on top of each other, layered, replicating the vocal style of like Promiscuous Girl and Maneater and all that sort of stuff. So I really wanted to have that like nostalgic feel, but with like obviously like a modern day sort of Dom Dolla house feel to it. So,
and the dream for a producer, I think, is to have the right vocalist on their song, whether it be the perfect vocal or a big superstar like that, and just having her and be able to bring Nelly Furtado back. I mean, I feel like she's on this massive comeback now. She looks incredible. She's all over my TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
She looks exactly the same as she did 20 years ago.
Oh, smoke show.
We've been following, obviously, you guys on socials. You guys are like besties.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere.
I've been house sitting for her recently.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect, 'cause I want to play a game with you.
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's the game where we test if Dom Dolla will say it right or say it wrong. It's Dom Dolla's Furtado or Furtado.
All right, it's actually meant to be called Furtado and Furtado, but the voiceover artists obviously didn't get the memo. But anyway, Furtado or Furtado. So, obviously you and Nelly are besties now, if you said you're house-sitting for us. Yeah. So, I want to play a game. I'm going to ask you a bunch of Nelly Furtado-related questions.
Yeah, here we go.
You have to tell me if Furtado.
All right.
Furtado don't. And we'll be setting this to it too. So,
okay.
I hope it doesn't break the relationship on
we'll
you.
We'll see. We'll see.
All right, let's do it. Okay. In Nelly Furtado's first single, she compares herself to a bird. Furtado or Furtado don't?
Do.
That's it, bro. First one, right. Well done.
Are these going to get harder?
They're going to get harder.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right, next one. Timbaland was the producer of Nelly's album, Whoa Nelly. Furtado or Furtado don't?
Don't.
Correct. That's right, bro. Well done.
I think who produced that one? There was a couple of producers on that
one.
Few
producers, yeah. Had like, obviously, I'm Like a Bird and Turn Off the Light.
Yeah, bang. Yeah.
Oh, that song. All right, next one. Maneater is Nelly Furtado's highest charting single in Oz. Furtado or Furtado don't?
I reckon that's a do.
I'm sorry to tell you, it's Furtado don't.
So what's the number? What's the number one? Is it Say It Right?
She's never had a number one. She's only ever had a number two in Australia. So this peaked at number three.
Yeah, right.
Say It Right was number one. Number two. Promiscuous was number two. And there's another one that's number two.
Sacrilege. Do better, Australia.
I know. Exactly. I actually thought Maneater was her biggest single.
So did I,
if I'm honest. We play it flat out, still on the station. Hey, Nelly's turned down a role to star in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. Furtado or Furtado don't?
No way.
Furtado. She did.
Really?
Yeah, she did.
No way.
Yeah, bro. She was meant to be one of the main stars of the movie, and she said no, and she said she regrets it.
I'm going to text her.
Yeah.
And
can if you can get confirmation, that would be good. I read this on some random website, but apparently it's correct.
She literally just messaged me just then. She goes, they've been playing house music at this club I'm at, and they're playing remixes of my music all night, lol.
Oh, how good. That's
Hold on, what am I saying here? Did you turn down a role?
My Big Fat Greek Wedding. All right, last question, okay?
Yeah.
You might know this one. Nelly features on legendary Australian DJ Dom Dollar's 2023 single, Each A Man. Furtado or Furtado don't?
That's fake news,
I reckon. That's a no. Dom Dollar, brother, thank you so much for coming on. We really appreciate it.
Man, I've just texted her. Maybe if she's awake, let's see if she hits back on the
Hopefully she replies.
Big Fat Greek Wedding thing.
I would love to know if that's true or not. I found it on some dodgy website. It looked like it was written in 1999.
Yeah.
So,
if she hits back to me like, what's that? I'll be like, never mind. Aussie Radio, Nelly. Aussie Radio.
We want to know. Bro, thank you so much for coming on. Dom Dollar's new single, Each A Man with Nelly Furtado, is out everywhere right now.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you having me.